NARIC is your record industry knowledge network.
Sharon Dean. I'm the Executive Director of the National Association of Record Industry Professionals UK. I'm also the founder of Respect Music, and I will moderate our programme, NARIC Advertising Music Supervisor, today with Sophie Urquhart. Before I introduce our guest, a quick word about NARIC and how this event will be run. NARIC is the biggest, most effective music business network in the world, now with 9 chapters based in Los Angeles with one here in London. Once the music has been made, then what? Then NARIC. Now in our 18th year, NARIC is the leading recording industry organisation for career development, education and access to into the business. We have a mentoring network, a job bank and search services for our members. We have an online store where you can purchase audio recordings of past NARIC programmes like these, as well as form agreements, sample marketing plans and other resources. Some of the up-and-coming events, if you enjoy our programme today, we have events in the United States, which, if you wish to pitch, you can pitch remotely. There is one on April 20th, which is a trailer music supervision session with Ignition's Patrick Buchanan. May 18th, Jordan Silverberg, who is trailer music supervisor for Batman the movie, Ghostbusters, Angry Birds, that's in LA. And we're hoping to announce the next UK London NARIC session either today or later this week. So watch this space. Some recent successes that NARIC supervisor sessions have had. Overall, we've yielded over 400 placements for our participants today. And just this week, our member Bill Stanky landed a big placement in a trailer for Lionsgate film called Deepwater Horizon, starring Mark Wahlberg. We also hit a bullseye after a NARIC session in Berlin last year, where a song from the session was placed in a Vodafone campaign, which launched nationwide and received a 6-figure fee. Our members have placed music in AT&T and McDonald's ads, and member Bobby Drake had 20 original cues commissioned by VH1 with many other success stories. Just have to say thanks to the BPI, Chris Tams and Jen Williams, and to Zoe Bryant and Holly Thompson for helping me today. So what we'll do is... we'll start with a few questions. Each person normally gets 3 tracks to play, and what I would suggest is just do a short introduction to your track, the name of the track and what it's called. Please keep your introduction short, because that gives Sophie longer to chat about it afterwards. And now to our guest, a little bit about Sophie. Sophie set up Tim Drum Music in 2011, and starting out as a creative director of Huge Music, WCRS Advertising Agency's in-house music consultancy. Sophie supervised a number of award-winning ad campaigns, feature films and TV series. She then joined Chrysalis Music as creative director of Sync, and then joined Spirit Group as senior director of creative services. These roles included creative searches, fee and deal term negotiation, issuing contracts and A&R scouting for the UK market. Recent campaigns on which Sophie has worked include King App launches through WCRS, including Candy Rush Jelly Saga. Is that Candy?
Candy Crush.
Yes, not Candy Rush. Bootylicious Destiny's Child, Candy Crush Soda Saga, You Spin Me Round, Dead or Alive. Candy Crush Saga, I Want Candy, Bow Wow Wow. Farm Heroes Saga, Act Like You Know, Fat Larry's Band, and others. Other campaigns include Yo Valley, which got over 1 million hits within 24 hours of launch and won the prestigious Grand Prix at the 2011 Marketing Society Awards for Excellence. Also, Sky Movies Billboards, WCRS, which won a British Arrows Award. So, please put your hands together and welcome Sophie Urquhart. Hi, Sophie. We've never met before, so
no.
Hello.
Hello.
I think probably what everybody always wants to know when they meet a supervisor or try to meet a supervisor is how do they get onto your search list and stay on it? Do you have any tips?
Sure. Essentially, the first thing to say is, I think there's this preconception that music supervisors are quite arrogant. It's not true. We're just busy. If you can put yourself in our shoes for a minute, we get approximately 50 to 100 submissions. I was going to say per week. There's a lot per day, basically. Mm. So managing that is the hardest thing about being a music supervisor, I'd have to say. And obviously you've got every level from majors to independents to composers to reps to A&R. So every single person is pitching their music to you. So in order to accommodate this, and it is our job to stay on top of it all, so that's definitely what we're doing. What we can't really do is give everyone feedback. We can't download everything immediately. So sort of top tips, I would say, I'm sure you've heard it a million times, I'm sorry, but it's there for a reason. But when you're pitching to a supervisor, you can find their emails and everything online fairly easily, so that part's done. You want to get noticed straight away. Send download links would be the first thing I'd say. If you have anything that's streamed will not get listened to straight away, there's just no time. You want to highlight things from your catalogue, or if you're an artist, your written songs. So highlight anything that's going to make it interesting. But I would say don't make it about advertising and sync. It's what you find, what makes you passionate about it. So even if it is a heavy metal track, if you're writing like this is the heavy metal track, it's going to might hit the charts, all these sort of things. That's what I'm interested in reading, not like it would be great for a BMW ad or whatever. Because more often than not, it's not true, I have to say. So tagging tracks is always a big one. A lot of people just don't tag them or number them or that sort of thing. I want to know, even if it hasn't got a title, just give it something that... because what I tend to do is put everything aside, and then I'll give myself a few hours a day to download everything, categorise it as much as I can, and then when I've got a brief, I'll go more specifically into those categories. So tag everything, highlight key tracks. Don't send full catalogues, don't send albums. Send your top three tracks. Keep it small because, again, same thing, just size and time is our issue. Mention anything sort of unusual or very specific. So, we do manage the downloading and categorising the tracks, but we don't brief out to everyone because the time management to get everything back is just we've lost our whole our search time. So what I would suggest is if you've got a specific catalogue, mention it. Put it in tags, put it in comments, anything. If you've got lots of ukulele, for example, if we get a brief which is very specific, we'll know where to cut, and then we will brief you directly. So we tend to we do brief that a lot, but as I'm saying, it's quite specific for certain catalogues.
You probably know where to brief,
exactly,
if you haven't
yeah.
got it in catalogue.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Another thing, if we do brief, I would suggest not to chase feedback, just again, if everyone did that and we did respond to anyone, we wouldn't have time to do the search itself.
Yeah.
So like I said, it all sounds quite, I know it's quite a painful thing for a lot of you guys, and I've worked on the other side and I've done the same thing where I'm pitching to people and not heard back, and it's frustrating. But one thing I will say is that it's all going in. It's going into the system and it's being categorised where we can. And you can check in every so often, but send mailing lists, that's all fine. And just a little note on Tindrum, there's three of us, and I have a creative director who essentially manages all that, so I will have to give you his email. But in terms of things like that, he'll be the one who downloads everything. But we all do the briefs and that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah, in terms of receiving any emails, you might want to give those once we've switched off.
Sure.
The live recording, yes.
It's fine.
Okay.
The email's over here.
Great. So, shall we listen to some music?
Let's do it.
So, let's go over to Stan.
Hi. Stanley Banks, been in publishing since dinosaurs walked the earth. Wardour Music is the publishing company. I was going to start off with something for instrumental, which was Brief 2, was it? 3? 2, yeah. And it's a classical crossover piece called Beautiful Force, and it's Mary Jess Leverland. Listen to that.
With a bit of a modern twist to it, which this is a very lovely, gentle piece of music. It's definitely got the light and dark that it was looking for, the movement in it, a bit of climax, a bit of quiet. So if I don't know, is it a writer you work with? Can you work on these things? Maybe like...
That one, yes, potentially. Potentially, sure. But it's from an album that's already been released. It's the instrumental from that.
Right,
so,
okay.
But... there are many more.
It's something I would pitch, but not for this specific
sure.
thing.
Okay.
This sort of music, again, is quite difficult because, dare I say it, a lot of it can sound too safe, too nice, so the only thing
sure.
I would say is maybe a touch of an edge to it would make it stand out in front of lots of other pieces.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to go for Be With You, Thomas Tiago, the full mix, please, and it's a pop house track for Pitch 4,
right.
Thomas, it's a forthcoming single, so...
I just only want to be with you. Be with you.
again, good, nice production, good track. Personally, I feel it's quite sort of Euro poppy, yeah, which just by way of experience is not a big thing that we need on in the UK advertising market.
Right.
I should probably mention that I do film and all sorts as well as advertising,
sure,
so we're not always looking for the sort of perfect ad track.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good track. It's nice. It's upbeat, like feel good, which is three key things for TV advertising.
Absolutely.
One thing again, I mean, it's quite specific, but if you're, I would never say write poor advertising, but it's worth bearing in mind it lyrically. A lot of pop songs and high energy songs are about relationships specifically, and that cuts them all out of anything that doesn't want to have a specific relationship within,
sure,
the ad. So any sort of generalised feel good lyrics are always perfect, you know.
Yeah.
I feel good, I feel great, or that sort of thing. So again, for this one, I couldn't use it just because it's quite specific,
sure,
in that way.
Absolutely. I've been so much trouble if I didn't play it for you anyway, so.
Okay, thank you. As I mentioned, some of our delegates are from the United States, so I'm pitching on their behalf. The first pitch from the US is a lady called Mary B, who is a singer-songwriter from LA. And the first track that she'd like me to pitch to you, Sophie, is Blueprints, and it's for Brief 2, and this is One Stop. Safe, it's a
to say to someone, which is nothing wrong with that, but
okay.
Talking distance is a brief.
Great. I think you might find that there's a few vocal ones being put up for brief too.
Okay. Maybe I didn't.
It's,
that's fine.
Yeah, they've probably got instrumentals.
There you go.
And the second track by Mary B is a track called Drive. And she's gone for that for brief four. Brief two is an instrumental. You're right. Brief four is the one with lyrics.
Yeah.
So wrap my hand. Okay, so thank you very much. Now we're going to go over to Bryce Daboli, who is based in Paris. He's a 33-year-old composer and orchestrator. And Bryce has asked us to pitch on his behalf. He's composed a quite a bit of music for ad campaigns in France, the UK and USA. The first piece of music he would like me to pitch on his behalf is a track called Aiming for Gold. And they're not brief specific.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like this one a lot. It ticks a lot of boxes for me. It's for advertising specifically. It's got that slight emotional pull, but it's positive, it's feel good. I can imagine it on a sort of, you know, building society advert or something where you want to encourage the people to trust in you. Strings are always good for that emotional pull, but it being staccato just gives it that sort of positive feel rather than a melancholy feel. And the slight build is just, you know, you feel like you're aiming towards something great at the end of it. Maybe there's a big climax, maybe not. But that ticks a lot of boxes for me, that one. Very good.
Great. Would you pitch that for this particular brief?
If I could work with him, then possibly, yes.
Okay.
Because it's quite specific, the moments that the track needs to have some movement, which is always a tricky one, and a lot of the time you don't have time to work with composers, so you just have to find it. But the ad agency will make you find it. Delve and delve and delve until you've got this perfect, you know, 10 seconds of that and 2 seconds of drop. So ideally, you know, I would work directly with him with the cut of the film and do it that way.
Okay.
But yes,
great.
I'd pitch that.
Lovely. And the second one by Bryce Davoli is Pretties.
People say you're very shy. They don't know you can't be wild. Change the person you become. And this very moment, it's all mine.
That's quite a good tip. In the back end of your metadata, if you've got lyrics, please put them in the lyrics tag.
Yeah.
It sometimes helps make sure that you're not singing anything, they're not singing anything naughty.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. And over to Holly Thompson, who's basically pitching for Respect Music, which is me.
Great. So, This is a track due for international release on June the 3rd. This is for Brief 4. It's called Born Ready by New York DJ team The Disco. And the song is called Fries, and it's featuring Hope Murphy. And Hope is a 20-year-old UK artist in development, and she is managed by Sharon Dean from Respect Music.
It's actually called Born Ready.
Born Ready, sorry.
Must be believing in this. It's the strangest feeling that I get. Dreaming of your lips kissing my lips with the world at our fingertips. You know we'll never give it up. You know we'll never give it up. You know we'll never give it up. Never give it up. Ain't afraid to talk, you won't read it. Waiting on your love to come get me.
Without having that preconception of the brand. So a lot of the time, you know, it's not your fault. but I'd just say, yeah, it's a little bit heavy for this brief, but it's a good accessible dance pop song, and it's got a nice sort of open lyric which you could fit to a lot of things.
Great.
The second one is an instrumental track by Icelandic composer Biggi Hilmars. It's called Autumn Leaves, and he is managed by Sharon Dean as well. Please start this from 12 seconds, and it builds from around 1.15 and again at 3.34, and it's for a brief two.
very beautiful piece that. This brief, I would say, again, it's slightly melancholic. One of the things is I've seen some visuals for this. Obviously, I'm picturing those as I'm listening to it, and that's very easy. Again, I wish I could send them up. But you can very quickly, you know, when you're seeing what the visuals are doing, it will the music will affect that. So the people will either become emotional or, you know, if it is more positive. And I just think that the way of, it's the drawn out sound. When it started being a bit more staccato, it felt more positive. And cello, I think it was a cello, which is quite a sort of melancholy instrument, whereas sort of violins and higher end are more upbeat and feel good. But it's very beautiful. Like, it was definitely a usable piece of music in something else. It's quite a nice score piece for a film or something, maybe. Sort of stripped back and very simple melody. It was lovely. But for the right thing, it would be a great piece of music.
Great. Thank you. So, over we go now to Tim Hegarty, who isn't in the room with us. So it's me again. And Tim runs a company called Sync Nis, I think that's how you pronounce it, a bespoke music supervision company, and they specialise in pop and rock. And Tim would like me to play a song called Another Day. I'm not sure if Another Day is the name of the track or the artist. I think it's both.
Oh, I've got Chad Price.
Chad Price. Okay, Chad Price is the artist and the track is Another Day. And it's Brief Ball.
Another day, another way to make you go, to make you stay. So much to know, but you turn away. Hey, hey. You never know what you're gonna find. You'll never know if you don't ask why. You live and learn, and then you die. And I can't go on feeling like I'm all on my own. Am I wrong when I feel like I'm somewhere so find my way, somewhere to run, somewhere to stay, just a little while until this feeling goes away. And I can't go on feeling like I'm all on my own. Am I wrong when I feel like I'm somewhere so turn, I will let it go, and maybe I'll know. Another day.
I think this track is, for me, is a good example of where it's slightly writing by numbers. I don't want to put a bad word on that. I think it's a great song. It does everything right. It takes a lot of boxes. It's feel good. It's upbeat. It's ad friendly. That's what I'd call it. However, for me, it doesn't do anything special, and therefore I don't know if I'd pitch it, because again, the thing is, the supervisor, you want to you know, stand outside the box, be interesting to your clients as well. So a lot of briefs you just have to answer, but you also want to show off. So you don't want to play the same card too much. and I feel that that sort of track would be playing the sidecar part too much. And like I said, it's a great track and it feels good and it's got good lyrics. But I would call that writing for advertising almost, which I try and put people off doing. Yes.
It's just a question on what we're talking about.
Andrew, could you take the mic, please?
Do you ever feel something's really good and interesting and exciting for the client and they always step back from that? They tend to step back from something that's too sort of innovative.
There's a fine line, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that we would pitch sort of crazy left-field ideas. We'll always answer a brief, but still, if, you know, that could be a perfect answer to a feel-good, you know, brief with open lyrics sort of thing. But I would look further than that and find something that does it, but which stands out a bit more.
And then persuade them that it's a great thing. Okay.
So it's still, I mean, a lot of the time, I work with a lot of very corporate brands and clients, and they need that safety thing. But even still, just something that I want to be proud that I'm pitching something that I've discovered almost, rather than just someone sent it to me and I've passed it on. I think that would be different.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. And the second song that I'm pitching on behalf of Tim Hegarty is a song called Burst Into Colour, and the artist is Mood Windingo.
If we could wake up from what we think is real life, we'd get to look not only around but inside too. If we could shake the shackles of the senses loose, we'd get to see ourselves from a truly different view. Just go and break the mind-made cover and let our love burst into color. If we could leave our fears and biases behind, we'd get to find something beautiful, something strange. If we could weave our souls together seamlessly, we'd get to give our all and ask nothing in exchange. Just go and break the mind-made cover. Let our love burst into color. Just go and break the mind-made color. And let our love burst into color. Could we understand what we've got? Could we hold tight and let it go? Could we understand what we've got? Could we hold it tight and let it go? Just go and break the
mind. Lovely song, really enjoyed that. It's very sort of Coldplay-esque. Just got a nice feel to it. It's quite emotional. The lyrics are quite specific, so again, I'm not sure exactly where I'd place it. It'd have to be something quite specific. But nice lyrics. Burst Into Colour is a really lovely image you get from that. So that's what I'd say. Yes, it's pitchable, but it would have to be something quite specific.
Okay, thank you very much. It's me again.
Can I just grab some more water?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Anne.
So we're still in remote pitch, but this time we're moving over to Atlanta to a lady called Renita Holyfield. And Renita owns a company called LG Music Pub, and it's a full rights management company. And
The first song that I'd like to pitch on behalf of Renita is a song called Blessed and Secured by Marcellus Dawson.
Good fun track. It's got a nice funk to it. I like the way that it sort of stood out because you didn't expect that to happen at the beginning. There's quite a lot going on in this track. You've got some classical bits and then it drops into a funky beat, sort of Daft Punk-esque. Everyone was nodding their head. It's feel good. The only comment I'd say is, there's a slight risk of instrumental track, well, not necessarily instrumental, but tracks like that sounding like library, but I didn't think that one did, but advertising agencies are very much, even if they use library, they don't want to admit that they did. Mm-hmm. Not saying there's anything wrong, you know, a lot of our searches are library music, but they don't want it to sound like it came from there, is what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So although I didn't listen to it to the end, it still, even though it had these sort of fun drops and everything, there was... it felt like it should have had some sort of a climax or something to finish the track off, as it were, rather than just keep on bouncing along at the same speed.
Okay, yeah, great. And the second track presented by Renita Holyfield is a track called Strip Away, and again that's by Marcellus Dawson. And she says it may well work for Brief One. Thank you.
feedback to the last track, I think. It's nice. It's got nice elements to it, where it drops into the beat, and again, sort of this different instrumentation. This one, I hate to use this version, I'm sorry, but it felt a little bit cheap for me. And I think that was probably production value more than anything else, which is obviously a big one to think about all the time. Particularly when you're doing electronic music and that sort of thing, because the level of it these days is insane, and people will recognise the difference. So just keep an eye on that, you know, levels of the instrumentation and when you're playing it to people, when you're pitching it, that sort of thing. It just felt a little bit like the intro was too slow, but it was nice, but again, nothing particularly stood out for me. But a good track.
Okay, lovely. Right, so finally we go back in the room. And over to Phil Knox Roberts of Dharma Records.
Phil Knox Roberts of Dharma Records, hello. How are you? We've communicated on email once or twice, I think, over the years, looking, but I've never done anything. So I've pitched a couple of things for the classic, modern classical, and a couple of things in the urban pop. The urban folk, the other trip hop thing. But what I want to play is three songs that are more poppy, more current, new records, new artists coming out right now. So, if I may. So, the first track is a band called Blossomer from Sheffield. I've been working with them for 12 months, but the album we've just released, we're just at radio now with this song. I'll shut up now. It's called To Adore.
Could be to adore anything, yeah, sort of non-specific. that's what I was talking about before with lyrics. If it's very specifically, you know, one-on-one, whoever that may be, it's harder to use. Whereas if it's love as a general thing, or help as a general thing, or friendship as a general thing, then you can put it in many, you know, the lyrics start working around, I mean, the visuals start working around the lyrics rather than the other way around. I like it very much. That's
great.
It.
Thank
my
you.
Criticism.
Thank you very much.
Very
fun. Well, you put me in a good mood. The next song.
You're in the room now.
It's another new artist. She's sort of 18 months into putting some EPs and singles out, and support from the likes of Joe Wiley, Hugh Stevens, Lauren Laverne. It's all going really nicely. The album is out this Friday. She's playing tonight at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen. The Guardian Review says the first flowering of a significant new voice. It's all going really well. Produced by David Coston. It's kind of a downbeat, low-y, beautiful record. We've had a big sync with a Suffragette trailer with a downbeat version of a Fleetwood Mac song. This is the more radio-friendly, we hope, a Radio 2 sort of aimed record. It's called My Hand. It's by Robin Sherwell.
President of Lollipop Productions, and he owns a disco catalogue, and he has a lot of 70s and 80s dance grooves, and he's happy to make a selection of his 70s songs available to you. First song is called Wilderness, and it's by a group called Salt Ashes.
Live with diamonds out of our reach, skin to skin with honesty. I never knew I was falling so deep, 'cause with you there's nothing more I need. I hear restless heart.
Out that Salt Ashes, she's a young electronic singer-songwriter from Brighton. It's not a group. And she just finished her album, and she's just been on BBC introducing. The second track is again by Salt Ashes, and it's called Somebody. And Jürgen suggests this for Brief 4 and Brief 1.
Somebody, somebody keep me.
I really enjoyed that. It's got a nice feel to it, smooth vocal with the funky sort of disco vibe underneath. Works really well. I could well pitch that for Brief 4, actually. It feels cool, it feels accessible, it's you know, fun, bright. I wouldn't pitch it for Disco 1 on the same reasons as I had before, that they, particularly for that one, they're looking for something a little more authentic. And not too dominated by lyrics. But it's a great sort of disco track that I enjoyed it.
Great, lovely. Thank you. Staying in the United States, we're now moving to Atlanta. And the next track is a pitch is by Luca Lorena. Luca Lorena is a performing DJ, singer-songwriter, and Luca would like us to play a song called Turnt Up. Unless that's a spelling mistake. Sorry?
No.
And it is actually by Luca Lorena, so this is a track, Turnt Up, and it's for Brief 4. If you do ever have a track that has naughty words in it or cigarettes and alcohol, it's always worth making a clean version.
Yeah.
Just have that in your back pocket, because it will probably get more usage than the rude version, yeah. We call it. Okay, great. So we're going on to Luca Lorena's
next submission, this is by an artist called Nora Nosrezin, and it's called Me Don't Go There, and Luca wrote this. And it's for Brief 3, so it's Nosrezin.
I'm in love with the woman who treat me so bad. Stormy pride in me Monday, spend all that I had. Now I'm singing this sad song, cause she stabbed me in the back. She bandaloo, bandaloo, oh, don't ever come back. She likes
Yes, just. Hello, thank you for coming this afternoon and spending your time in such an inspirational room. It's quite beautiful, isn't it? I've been in business a long time doing various things, performing, writing music for television and films and advertising and everything else. But my greatest joy at the moment is performing. It's wonderful. So I've got a band together of like-minded members who all do other things in the music business. And this is real fun. It may sound like we're writing for advertising, given your earlier comments, yeah. But in fact, not. Okay. It's just what we do for fun. Okay. So the first one is called Ever Free.
Down the street, we are ready to call the wild. We got a look of wonder on our faces. We've got so much.
so much time to live, so much loving we can give to each other, so much more to say, so much living in our own way, so much more to dream and so much giving and believing. We wanna be ever free, forever young, forever wild, forever you and me.
It's very ad-friendly, but like, don't get me wrong, what I was saying before is don't specifically do, you know, you clearly love doing what you do and that, you know, that I can tell that you've written that song based on, you know, experience, whatever,
sure,
rather than for a specific brief, for example. But it does it all right, whistling, humming, all those things, that sort of, a thing that comes up a lot in briefs is the human element. So I've got a folder called something like Voice Without Vocals. So it's all those sort of, because it gives it the human touch rather than stark instrumentation.
Sure.
So that's lovely. Lovely lyrics, a very feel-good, open, you know, could associate with. And I think it gives it a nice level with the harmonising. It just gives it another depth, which makes it stand out a bit. I think it's great.
Good. Thank you. They're all cut-down versions, so they might sound a little disjointed, but out of experience of doing these things,
yeah,
it's just easier to get everything in, as it were.
Sure.
And instrumental versions available, of course, for all of them. The next one is One Fine Day. Same band, same group of people?
One day soon or one fine day?
Yeah, right. One day soon. One day soon. Yeah, absolutely. We are. Well, as you know and appreciate, I write a lot of music for children's TV.
Okay.
And I think I'm just perpetually 5 years old. I'm so used to writing for preschool children, like Teletubbies and all this sort of thing, that I just continue doing that. Right, and it's a great thing to stay young.
That's the thing, it puts a smile on your face, and that's brilliant, and that's very good for advertising music.
Great.
I really liked it. It's got lots of nice layers to it. The harmonising is great, because it's, again, you hit some sort of raw notes, which is lovely, rather than, you know, very simple safety blanket. It gives it a nice depth. And the One Day Soon lyric is nice because it can relate to any client. You can put that to anything. I don't think that you do have this, but the only thing I would think with this style of music is don't let it get twee, which you haven't. But that's the only thing I would say, because it can start getting a little bit sort of, you know.
Sure.
But maybe, like you said, that's the influence of working with children's music. But
we have some very dark stuff too, as an antidote to all of this. Right. But yes, you're right.
But when you're writing fun, feel good music, that's the slight danger of it.
Sure. I don't will ever be cool, but thank you anyway.
Great.
Great.
Thank you.
Next track is by Paul McGee, who is actually from London. His artist name is Maguza, and he's a singer-songwriter. And the first song that Maguza would like to play today is Falling Out of Love, and it's possibly suitable for Brief One. Brief One, it feels a little bit slow, a little bit ploddy. They want a very high energy disco dance groove, but it's a great song. Again, not right for Brief One. It's lyric heavy, and the lyrics are quite negative, falling out of love, whereas they need something very accessible and upbeat. But aside from the brief, it's a good pop song. It's very specific, so the brief would need to fit around the track. But
good production. I like that little the midsection actually, that was quite interesting, and nice lyric scream if you want to go faster. That's something that you could capitalise on as a sort of chorus. That's for the notes I've got for that.
Right, lovely. And the next track is again by Meguza, and it's called Close Your Eyes. He's just said that he's included the track with and without vocals. I think we'll be playing it with, actually.
Okay, sure.
Possible for brief too, but the instrumentals are instrumental in bed.
So many places I never go, they won't come round again. And though you're making me face my fear, do I just hear what I want to hear? Or can I show you how? Close your eyes.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Hi, Sophie. I'm Patrick Meehan. I set up Lightning Bird Records to promote my own work. I play acoustic and electric guitars, and I sing. I'm looking at Brief 2. And Zoe, I'm looking at a song called I'll Meet You at the North Star. If you could roll that from about 1 minute onwards.
Sorry, what's it called?
I'll Meet You at the North Star.
Sorry.
I'll Meet You at the North Star.
I'll Meet You at the North Star.
Thank you.
So this is it's a great example in terms of Brief 2 of where it's got an emotional tug to it, but it's positive. So it's still feel good, but you keep that nice sort of melodic, it's a really lovely, catchy melody. You will remember that. And that's a good note worth saying, that all brands want that sort of sonic branding. They want something that people are going to go, you know, Lloyd's are always quite good with that, I find, and where you'll hear something and associate it with that brand. The only criticism I would say is there's a danger of, I'm not at all suggesting change it, but there's a small danger of electric guitar, particularly in keyboard, sounding quite dated, quite 80s, which is not a bad thing. I almost think if you're going to do it, go crazy with it, make that your thing, like big, rousing, you know, ballads with, you know, big, catchy choruses and that sort of thing. Or strip it back if you're not going to do that. If you want to be more current, more modern, that sort of thing. But at the moment, it feels like there's this, there's parts of it which are lovely, and then a few bits which just feel like, yeah, it sounds a little dated in parts. That's it.
Thank you. The second song is also for Brief 2. This one is we've got Jackie Daniels and me. Zoe, if you could run that from about 1:10.
It's called, sorry?
Jackie Daniels and me.
Jackie Daniels and me.
Yeah, I mean, just as much as you can use live, it really does make the difference to trained ear.
Okay.
But yeah, very good. It's nice ad music. It's very good.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, lovely. So now we're going over to Pittsburgh. And this is some music by Patrick Stanke. I did mention Patrick Stanke in the introduction. Patrick has just landed the big placement in Deepwater Horizon, the Lionsgate film track, and he has been called the young Brian Eno.
Wow. Good talk.
Yes.
Lovely piece. It's very. It's got a lot of drama to it. That piece. It's more sort of like a score, I would say, than a piece for advertising. But it's nice the way it builds the tension. It very gradually brings in elements and instrumentation, and then builds up a bit of pace. I was picturing it with sort of sports events and that sort of thing, where you want the drama. But then I feel like it could have gone. For advertising, it needs to go to a slightly happier place. It needs to resolve almost. So it's, you know, everyone preparing for the big game, and then, you know, ideally the celebration of it, even starting, not necessarily winning. So that would be my comments. Excellent for film stuff. I would certainly pitch that as score potential. But it felt a little bit dark, I think, which is fine for film, but advertising needs an element of lightness to it to make it more accessible.
Okay.
Yes.
Trailer
music. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Same thing.
So on that note, that you work in film as well. Do you work for UK and US film? Is it?
We could potentially do, but we've mostly just do UK films. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, saying that, we've just done a big US film. So yeah. Okay. That was a music documentary, though, so the production company was in London, but it was a US-based film.
Right, okay.
That's actually good.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're still with Bill Stanke, Pittsburgh. His second piece is called To Hold On, To Let Go, written and performed by Bill. He's looking at this possibly for Brief 2.
Thank you.
Again, another piece. It's the word that came out for me for that one was pride. It's quite patriotic. There's sort of a sense of pride to it. I would pitch that for Group 2, again, if we could work on it some more to picture, because it lacks that sort of, again, the feel-good factor of what the advertising company needs. I would say it should go bigger for the climax and drop more towards the end. But it stands out. It's interesting, and it takes me places visually, that piece of music. So it takes me to certain, again, sports brands and that sort of thing.
Right. Where
it's a big sense of pride and patriotism.
Right.
But yeah, very good.
Okay. Great production. So, we're about to have the break, but before we have the break, we are going to go over to the lovely Roy Williams and his catalogue. And if anyone feels like dancing, please do.
Oh.
Over to you, Roy.
Shake up the place, yes. Nervous Records and Music Publishing, and it's my job here today not to pitch for anything specific, but to give you a flavour of what Nervous Records is about. So we'll start off with an old one from the 1950s, because I notice this sort of stuff's being used in car adverts and TV, and even Screamin' Jay Hawkins gets a look in. This is Hank Mizell, and the track's called I'm Ready.
it's a lot of fun. This is a sort of good example, like I was saying earlier, is if you've got something specific, tell us, because if we've got a rock and roll brief, we'll know where to punt and put it that way.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, okay, great. But yeah, it's fun, it's nostalgic, it does exactly what a rock and roll brief would want, so, and the lyrics are great. So when was it recorded?
1958. At the same time as his one-off hit from 1976 called Jungle Rock.
Ah, yes, okay. So the only slight danger with those with old tracks is production value, but I think it sounds a lot of the time they'll want that sort of authenticity to it. But just bear it in mind when you.
Well, I stick a bit more slapback echo on that myself.
Sharpen it up, but no, it's great, it's brilliant.
Okay. My next track is a bit more modern sounding, guitar instrumental from the Rockamanics, and this is called Bump the Uglies. Thank you.
It's great. It does what it says on the tin, and I can't fault it. I was about to say maybe it could have a little more movement, but then it does. So again, we just edit that around whatever.
Sure, I've got multi tracks for that one.
Yeah, great. But it's fun. It's accessible, and yeah, it's bouncy.
Thank you.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you very much. So we're just going to have a quick break, 5 minutes if possible. We've got one more round to go where everyone gets to submit one more track. So on that note, please grab a coffee and thank you very much. Okay, so welcome back to part two and into the third track for everybody. And over to you, Stan Banks.
Okay, apologies, I'm going to go off brief for this one. It's just an artist that we signed, we believe in, we love. Interestingly, we're getting plays from Radio 1 and Radio 2, Louise Connell, and she goes by the name Reverie Me, and this is a track called Gollum. It's just been recorded this week, so it's just fresh out.
Turn a coffin into a ship to seal two bottles for the lost in children's lifespan. You said I'm rolling to freedom, but oh god, it hurts. I'm surrounded by water, but Death Stars, Death Stars. Hope is an anchor that weighs on my chest. I'm having trouble to your points, and the dreams make it worse. I'm falling deeper and deeper into the sea, but the further I go, the more it falls into me.
Absolutely.
It's very accessible. What I was thinking, sort of thing I'd pitch it for is sort of maybe like beauty products. It's quite fresh and flowery. So yeah. You can imagine sort of young girls aim it towards that sort of market.
Sure. She's a teacher up in Glasgow.
Oh, wow.
So we've had her on a few shows down here because that's obviously a factor they're quite intrigued about.
Yeah.
She's been invited to sing at various events, etc. But so yeah, we're quite just literally putting the album together now. We had an acoustic EP.
Oh, I love to hear it.
So okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, lovely. So over to a remote pitch in America by Mary B. And this track is called On a Sunday, and it's for Brief Four.
Thank you.
I really like that. It's got a nice sort of dramatic feel to it. Again, I like the sort of contrast of the slightly flat notes with this pretty female vocal. For me, it had a sort of futuristic feel to it. I can sort of, I would place it with certain brands, like technology brands, something which, or cars maybe, where they're trying to sell the future to you, or even, yeah. Yeah, that was it. It was, again, a really nice little touch with the human breaths at the beginning, giving it that human touch to it on an otherwise quite electronic, industrial sounding piece of music. It worked well. I've pitched that for certain things.
Okay, right, that's good feedback for Bryce, thank you. And now over to Holly for Respect Music.
Okay. It's another instrumental track by Biggie Hillmars, and it's called Ponds. It's a gradual, it gets, and it has a gradual build and gets big at 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Thank you.
love it. It's there's lots of lovely elements to that. You've got the strings which give it that emotion. You've got the sort of pizzicato piano which gives it a nice melody. It's catchy. It's got a great build. Lots of movement in it. It feels comforting and safe, and yet it's got this sort of magical and mischievous element to it. So I think it would be great pitch for certain sort of banks and building societies and that sort of thing. The word trust came into my mind, and often those ads you'll see, you know, it's with people around the world all coming together for this one thing, and that's why it's a fit for that brand. But yeah, I think it's great. I would definitely pitch that for that sort of brief.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Really nice piece.
Over to Tim Hegarty, who's not in the room. And this is his third song. It's called Getcha by the Producers.
Yo, son.
Yo.
Is that her? Here she go.
Her word?
Yeah. I'm gonna make her mine.
What a double tap that.
That's right. Listen.
Writer-artist is Matthew A.C. Cohen.
piece. It's nice, sort of slightly unusual instrumentation. I think it's Glockenspiel's opinion. I don't feel like it goes anywhere in particular. It's a really nice sound, so there's plenty to work with, but it needs to have a big build or go in a new direction. At the moment, it feels a little bit flat. But yeah, sound-wise, it's very nice.
Okay, lovely. So you'd recommend that maybe just build it a bit, would you?
Yeah, just give it another dimension. Movement. It just sort of feels like it goes along on one level, whereas it needs a little bit more depth or movement to make it stand up.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Phil?
What? Thank you very much. And hello again. Yes, in light of what you've been saying, Sophie, and in what I've been listening to, I probably would have picked something else to play third, but never mind, eh? Let's stick to this one. Also one stop like the others, and we will obviously do TV versions and instrumental versions, and we can edit and tweak anything anybody ever wants. This one is by a chap called Kevin Pierce, and it's called Maria.
Might well be, but already you've lost that sort of element of digging deep or surprising your client or finding something unusual or all those things. You don't want to be obvious. So we like to discover that sort of for ourselves. Or you can discover it and tell us that. But yeah, so does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So something like that, it's a lovely song, but it would, again, have to be a very particular script about a woman called Maria. yeah. A bit nice about.
Okay, lovely. So now we're going over to New York to Jürgen Kordulech and his third song. And this is by an artist called Schiller, who's just recently racked his fifth number one album in Germany. The song is called Time for Dreams with Lang Lang, the pianist, and the artist is Schiller, and it's for brief two.
It's great. It's got a nice drama to it. It's interesting. It's got sort of lots of elements of light and dark. It's a good example of classical with a modern twist. However, I did feel it was almost too much, and I've basically been saying the opposite of lots of other things. But there is a middle ground. I like the idea that it builds into this big thing, but there's so much going on. Like, my ears were just shooting all over the place, trying to catch a bit of melody from there. And I think the concept is great, but it's just, I think the track would benefit from stripping away a little bit in the big drum bits. It felt slightly overproduced. But yeah, really nice when it drops and strips back completely. That's a nice touch, but yes, yeah, maybe just on the big dramatic bits, just strip it a little bit, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Over to Atlanta now, back to Luca Lorena, and her next track is called Drifting Away. It's for Brief 2, and the artist is Omin, and it was written by Luca and Omin.
This track's called You and Me Thing, I think, I hope. Is it? Memory like it. This, like all the others, is a cut-down version of the full-length song, and there's also instrumental versions as well.
I'm waiting for dancing alone by the gramophone. My vinyl, it's in style. It's a you and me thing. Tick a tick a tick tick tick. It's a you and me thing. Tick a tick a tick tick tick. It's a you and me thing. And the people dancing. And I'm standing alone by my own gramophone. Listen to me, vinyl. I'm going round in style. It's a you and me. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, 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 ye
Spent 3 days making a great circus video with it, so
oh,
it's been fun.
Yeah, good track. Okay, back to Paul McGee, who's the artist Magusa, for his third track, and it's called Stand Up. It's possibly for brief too. Could you start the song at 2:40?
Tell me, how could I live without it? We listen, reminiscing, but just look what we could be missing. Stand up. Stand up and be counted. Standing here face to face.
Than a forefront for advertising, and it sounds a bit harsh, and there's no particular reason It's just that there's an awful lot of singer-songwriter music out there, and if you want, you know, you'll notice in ad campaigns that they tend not to have a just sort of very traditional verse chorus thing. But it's hard because, like I said, the lyrics are great. It's accessible. It sounds really nice. It feels like a performance artist or band more than a sync artist band. Maybe that's
But possibly for film.
Absolutely. It's nice. It's good. It's feel good. It's you know. It's all ticks the boxes again. It's just finding the right spot for it, I guess.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Patrick Meehan, back in the room.
Hello again. I don't have anything very specific, Sophie, but this might be suitable for brief one or brief three. The song is called A Year and a Day, and if you could roll it from, say, 1 minute. It's actually a song that I've stripped the vocals out of, just so you've got...
Vibe, or like the guitar instrumental is great, But just obviously write for yourself from the heart, not for anyone. I'm not suggesting you do, and just try and find that unique voice that will break out of that traditional sound.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Now we're going over to Pittsburgh, back to Bill Stanke. And he is his third song is called From the Earth United, and he's the artist, Bill Stanke. Brief 2, this is 4.
Feel this piece. It's got that drama. It's got that score feel to it. I do feel like, I know I said don't write for advertising, but I feel like there could be, if you're pitching it for advertising, you want to pitch something that does more in less time. So you've got 60 seconds, like generally, to I feel like the intro is a nice idea on it, and then it hits in, but not enough movement to it. And again, it does have this mild, hopeful underlay to it, but I think that could be accentuated even more. And then on the film side score, it's great. It's there. It just would need fleshing out for whatever the brief required, really. But a nice sound, great sound.
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you. And finally... Don't let me down, Roy Williams.
Oh, I wouldn't. Here we go, then. Desperate garage sound in rock and roll from an Italian madman called Gene Crazed. Wow. This is called Rockabilly Raving.
Well, the shaggy that has stand around on my knees. Well, 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 the
Short song, gets more airplay that way.
There you go. I didn't even write any notes. I mean, it's just, like I said before, it does what it says on the tin.
Absolutely.
And I can't fault that. I would definitely pitch any of those for that brief.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. I've got 2,000 more.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if that's very helpful or not, but I
Most people are puzzled at this point.
Great way to finish.
Yeah, so you know where to go for your rockabilly.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay, I've just got one last question for you.
Sure.
Do you prefer Hightail, Dropbox? Which do you prefer?
I don't actually mind, because I get so many that I don't have an opinion. But anything that's just easily accessible, I want to be able to see a link, click on it, and the track start downloading, and start clicking individual, going through to another login site. Anything with a login, I hate to say it, gets pushed to the side. So immediate downloads.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great session. And thank you, Sophie, and thanks to everybody for coming.
Yes.
And a round of applause, please.
Thank you for listening. Join NARIP now and come to an event near you. NARIP. Get connected. Stay connected.